This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey's military said it made gains in northern Syria Saturday, while Kurdish fighters called on the U.S. for help. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Donald Trump, meanwhile, continued to defend his decision to pull some U.S. troops out of northeastern Syria, a decision which spurred Turkey's cross-border offensive. Speaking at the annual Values Voter Summit, the president said there was no reason for U.S. troops to stay in the region indefinitely.
The Kurds are tending to leave, and that's good. Let them have their borders. But I don't think our soldiers should be there for the next 50 years guarding a border between Turkey and Syria when we can't guard our own borders at home. I don't think so.
The president also repeated his threat of imposing economic sanctions against Turkey if, in his words, they don't meet their commitments. The president said that the Turkish incursion into Syria has damaged relationships with Ankara. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.